The reading from Isaiah today, chapter 29, on this Friday of the first week of Advent, is prophecy. And it's prophecy of complete restoration. First, of the land itself. Lebanon will not only be an orchard, it will be a forest of beautiful fruit trees. And then, on that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a book, or the book. And out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly will ever find joy in the Lord, and the poor rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. So, see, even the earth will be healed. And the deaf will hear, and the blind will see, and the lowly will find joy, and the poor will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. The tyrant will be no more. The arrogant will have gone. All who are alert to do evil will be cut off, those whose mere word condemns a man. Power. Who ensnare his defender at the gate and leave the just man with an empty claim. Thus says the Lord, the God of the house of Jacob, who redeemed Abraham. Now, how did he redeem Abraham? Well, he called him from idolatry. You see, the word here is Goel, Ga'al. A Goel is a relative who has the obligation to get me out of trouble when I get into trouble. I'm kidnapped. So the Goel gets all the relatives and goes after the people who kidnapped me and gets me back. Or I'm in debt. And the Goel takes up a collection among the family and gets me out of debt. The Goel is my redeemer. And God says, I am your Goel. I am related to you. And that's a dim prophecy. He's related here because of the word of the Lord that went to Abraham. But he's related to us by the word of the Lord who dwells in Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God. He's bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. You know, there's a principle in moral theology that if you're starving and your family is starving, you can go take stuff from a rich man and it's not stealing. Because you need it and he doesn't. You could push that too far, but that's a principle. If mom hungry, I mean really, and my family can't eat, and there's a guy across the street, you know, with millions of bucks, I can go take some of his stuff. Because I have a right to live, and so does my family. Now, Jesus is our neighbor. But we don't have to steal from him. He's always giving. He gives his body and blood every day. You see? And then this promise, which you'll find over and over again in the readings of this time of year, Jacob will have nothing to be ashamed of. This notion, I will take shame from my people. Well, where's the shame from? Sin. We're all scrunched up, we're all afraid, we're all guilty, we're all a mess. That's right, we are. And God says, I will take that shame right out of your life. That's how much I love you. I will make it so that you are confident in me, that you can see as you're becoming righteous by my Holy Spirit. Jacob will have nothing to be ashamed of, nor shall his face grow pale, when his children see the work of my hands in his midst. They shall keep my name holy. They shall reverence the Holy One of Jacob and be in awe of the God of Israel. Those who err in spirit shall acquire understanding, and those who find fault shall receive instruction. Now, between this prophecy and its total fulfillment in heaven, there is this anticipated fulfillment. There's these three stages, right? There's the stage of the sketch, with prophecy projecting out beyond the sketch. And then there's the age of fulfillment, our age. And then there is the age of total truth, when we will see God. So these prophecies have been fulfilled in one way and not in another. That's what keeps us waiting, right? I mean, to all the deaf hear, to all the blind see, is there righteousness? Has there been righteousness in the courts? Righteous? Not yet. Better than before, but not yet. And so the Lord shows us, see, these two fellows are going along, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on us. I don't like that. Pity's a fine word, but I mean, it's like have mercy on us, you see. Pity, I really feel sorry for you. Mercy, I love you. And that's what this is here. So the blind men came and said, and Jesus says, now do you believe that I can do this? What a question, huh? But he asks us that all the time, doesn't he? Oh, Jesus, take the sin out of my life. Do you believe I can do that? Well, not really, but, you know. You see? So we have, you know, if you take those three stages that are in the letter to the Hebrews, the law, having the sketch or shadow of the good things to come, that's the, and out of that comes this prophecy of greater things to come. And then, but not the very icon of the realities. So you have the sketch, the icon, and the realities. Or as St. Ambrose says when he's commenting on this, you see, you've got the shadow, the figure, and the truth. So we're between figure and truth. This is why we have an Advent. To advance this truth and make it truer in our lives, that there be more healings, physical, mental, emotional, social, economic, cosmic. Look what we're doing to this world. We can choke on our own garbage if this keeps up long enough. Healing. Oh Lord, let it be so. And the Lord said, yeah, but that's nothing to what I have in store for you. Nothing. When I come one day and in my divine power, I restore this whole universe and give it to you to be where you live forever and rejoice in my presence and rejoice in one another. Now Jesus seals that promise by healing these blind men. There, you see, that's what I can do. And I will do it for every one of you. Because it's not just our eyes that are having problems, it's our spirit. He's promised. Can you see how easily we can get tricked? Isn't it awful? Pretty soon, all our goals and all our preoccupations are like everybody else's who don't even know it. How much money I got, how much comfort I got, how much power I got, how much whatever I got. The Lord is saying, is that all you want out of your life? Is that all you want out of your existence when I died to give you a divine existence? That's what Advent's for, see? To say, well, forget that stuff. I want you. I want to see. And that's what the message is, I think, for today. You see, these texts that we have so much in this time of Advent, promise and fulfillment and pointing forward, huh? And so that's the, every day we're reminded, look, I promised. And I don't promise empty promises.